Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto, and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Hey, welcome everybody to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation. Man, I feel so good. I feel sanctified. Woo! What you talking about, sanctified? Tell you what I'm talking about. I feel so good because I didn't go out and spend my whole check on Christmas presents. I feel so good because I didn't go out and overload my credit card like Sarita did on Christmas presents. I feel so good. Because I didn't sell my EBT card for some Christmas presents like Ella May and them did. I'm feeling good because I allowed myself to be satisfied with celebrating Christ in the must. Christmas.
Yes.
Joanne, how you feel about the holiday today? How you feeling?
I love Christmas. It's my favorite holiday. I pay for everybody. I usually pay for some people's things when I'm in line in the stores that's behind me if they have small items. And I give out candy and free hugs every year.
Candy and free hugs?
Yep.
What's the deal with the free hugs? Tell me a little bit about that.
Some people, when their spirit is feeling down, and because I wear a Santa hat the whole week before Christmas, everybody likes it. So when they see the Santa hat, it picks their spirit up, and they ask me for a free hug.
Wow.
And this week I've been giving out 13 so far.
You've given out 13 free hugs?
Yes.
That is amazing.
And pay for two people's food in line behind me.
Wow. That is truly amazing that you're able to do that. Now tell me a little bit about what was Christmas like for you growing up?
Actually, Christmas, we had presents. It wasn't what we wanted, but we were also taught that it's a time of giving, not receiving. So it's a major difference for me. But right now, because my kids are in a different state, I'm trying to take care of other people's families because my family is not here. Even though I collected my things for my kids in my house, I've actually collected other presents for other people's families.
So when you, how many kids do you have?
I have two. They're grown, 28 and 25.
So what do you do now for Christmas now?
I try to go back and see them every year if I can, if I can.
What do you see some of the problems with Christmas right now?
People are taking the whole meaning out of Christmas. If it wasn't for Christ, we would not be here. So you can't just say happy holidays and take Christ out of Christmas. Christ is part of Christmas. He's the main reason we have Christmas.
So you're saying that people take Christ out of Christmas?
Yes.
And why did they take it out, though?
I think it's because they're trying to be politically correct by not saying the wrong things to the wrong people because of their nationalities. But at the same token, everyone knows the story about Christ and Christmas. So, to me, you can't take it out. It was a star. It was the following of the three kings that went to when Jesus was born. You can't take it out. It's all a part of Christmas. It's the main reason why we have Christmas.
Kids want things that cost so much. I was looking at Adele, the American Dream.
Yeah.
American Girl.
American Girl. $1,200.
Yeah, that's crazy.
How can people afford those kind of gifts? I was looking at some of the games that the kids want. How can they afford that stuff? And what happened to just making stuff?
Right.
Giving out food, buying a sweater for someone, or just being around people for Christmas. I see people depressed.
Right.
Because they didn't get what they wanted. I see people frustrated and not happy. I see people just, they can't wait till it's over.
Yeah.
Some people can't wait So Christmas is over because they don't want to face the people they love.
Exactly.
I can't, and they keep every day, Mama, Dad, I want this. Mom, Dad, it's what I want for Christmas. And we just barely put you a ham sandwich on the table. We barely were able to give you that orange juice that you're drinking.
Right.
And now you're asking, how do we teach our kids how to ask for the right thing at Christmas time?
In my era, we were always taught that you have to work for what you want. And nowadays, I see gimme, 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 and that's not right. We have to start teaching our kids that you just can't get it because you asked for it. A gift is something that you earned, something that I'm willing to give you, not because you just flat out asked. There's a lot of things that we want to ask for, but we can't.
Right.
Because I would like $1 million on my Christmas list, but I'm just saying.
So you're saying there's a lot of – what I'm saying is, how do we train parents to teach their kids the right way, though?
It's easy. It's a matter of they have to have respect for it. They really do. Just walking in a store and saying, give me this, or I want that, that's not the way we do it. They have to know before we get out this car that you can't go in here and ask for every item. You have a $5 limit. Once you hit your $5, you can't buy anymore. And that's it. You can't give the kids everything they want.
You know, one of the things that I found out is that a lot of people they only go to church on Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter.
Yep.
The ministers even have a thing they say about, I got to get ready for my Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter people.
Mm-hmm.
And why do you think people do that?
Because to them, it's only three times of the season that they need to celebrate. And that's wrong, because you need to celebrate for every moment that you wake up, every moment that you're on this earth, every moment that you don't get into trouble or don't get into real bad harm. You have to be a little bit appreciative for all the trouble that you don't get into, all the situations that could be a lot worse.
So Christmas is not about the Savior's infancy. It's about his deity. The humble birth of Jesus Christ was never intended to conceal the reality that God was being born into the world.
Yes.
But the modern world's vision or version of Christmas does just that. And consequently, for the greater part of humanity, Christmas has no legitimate meaning at all. It has no legitimate meaning at all. We have someone on Blog Talk Radio now. We're talking about Christmas and what happened to the meaning of Christmas. Why is it so dysfunctional? We're going to go right to 2286. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Mad Dad's in the house. How you doing?
I am fabulous. How are you, dear?
Doing great. And who are we speaking with?
The lovely and talented Mary Harris.
Oh, Mary Harris. Mary.
Hey, Miss Harris.
We love you so much. And can you talk to us a little bit about what happened to the spirit of Christmas? I don't even want to say Christmas no more. I just want to say Christmas. What happened to the spirit?
The same thing that happens, it would seem, in our society when we mix it up with capitalism. I mean, according to the stories, right, in the Bible, gifts were brought to the baby. And they were gifts,
right.
I think, to express joy and thanksgiving that he came and that the miracle was there. And it's no longer a miracle. I don't think there's often not miracle, the spirit of a miracle behind gift giving. I think sometimes it probably is, especially if you can get something for someone that's really special that maybe they would never get for themselves or couldn't afford for themselves, or that it's really significant at a time in their life. But it seems like a lot of the giving is just almost what we do. It's almost obligatory. It's almost excessive because we give things sometimes that we don't need. how many ties does a person need, how many new toys, you know. So I think that's part of it. It's just, it's gone from what the initial meaning was and the initial spirit behind it, and the essence of it is gone. That's what
right.
I think.
If you had a song, Mary, if you had a song that would really capture the spirit of Christmas, what would that song be? Could you sing it for me?
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. You know, it's like the sacredness of that stillness and that moment of the child being born. That's what Christmas is about, I think.
Absolutely. And one of the things we did, we had our Christmas celebration yesterday, and it was really great. And I got tagged on Facebook. I didn't do that for Facebook, but I got tagged doing a little rap song, having some fun, you know, just having a little fun. And she didn't like her little piece, so she didn't post it because, you know, she felt a little embarrassed because she, you know, but it was just having fun. And it was all, that's what Christmas was about. That wasn't about gifts or anything. That we ate, we talked.
Right.
John
right.
Turnessy did a speech for us, and we celebrated and we laughed. That was Christmas.
Yes, it was.
That was
right.
Christmas. And
right.
when people start getting excited about money and getting excited about gifts, that's not Christmas. I don't even really think about gifts anymore. When I was a kid, I thought about it, but I didn't get anything because I had foster parents. I really didn't get much.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't think about it. I wasn't raised to really, because I had nothing. So I didn't think I was going to ever get anything. So I didn't worry about that. I just knew that one day I would be able to give to others, and that's what I'm able to do now.
And that happens every day of the week. I mean, why would you wait to one day out of 365 to give gifts? I give gifts throughout the year when I want to, because I want to. But there's something even somewhat superficial, I think, about just giving at Christmas time, unless you really are giving it because of the reason for the season, I think.
You listen to Blog Talk Radio. We got our special guest on, Mary Harris. She's a vocalist, an author, a singer, a composer, a writer, a mother, a grandmother, she's cool people. You know what I'm saying?
Lover of life.
I didn't add that on because I was going to let you do that. Sarita, what are your thoughts about Christmas? We're going to ask Sarita, what do you think? What should we do, and how can we empower the people to look at it differently?
Okay. This coming from a person that don't celebrate Christmas.
But takes gifts.
All the time. But listen, listen, this is how I feel truly. I've watched, and the reason why I stopped celebrating Christmas is because I've watched people wait on that one day to try to give their children things, and then I've watched children not wait on that one day and don't get nothing. You know, my thoughts of that is, I shower my kids with gifts all year round. When I feel like I want to buy them something, actually when I walk in the store and money's in my pocket, I buy her something. You know, then that way, by the time Christmas comes, it's not like it's just a, oh, you're going to get me something for Christmas, because I've already been, you know what I mean? It's
doing
a constant thing. I don't think people should do that, be so stuck on those gifts like that, is because people get behind on their rent. People get their cars taken from them. Like, a lot happens around this time, you know. And I think people should be smart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like they say, be smart with whatever you're doing. You know, if you know you can't afford to buy 10, 12 gifts, maybe start in March and buy a little bit here, put it up, whatever you need to do. But remember that you need to live. Remember that you need to pay your bills. You need to pay your light bills. You need to have a car. You know, you have to remember those things and stop putting all that to the side just to buy these gifts, because those gifts are going to be there. These stores are not going anywhere. you know. So I personally feel it's better to give gifts all throughout the year when your kids do things good in school, when they get good grades, you know, different things like that. Shower them with gifts all year round. Then that way they're not, you know, falling apart when Christmas comes.
You know, one of the things I found out here is that I don't suppose anyone can ever fathom what it means for God to be born in a manger. And how does one explain the Almighty stooping to become a tiny infant? Our minds cannot begin to understand what was involved in God becoming man. Nor can anyone explain how God could become a baby. Yet he did. And without forsaking his divine nature or demising his entity, he was born into our world as a tiny infant. He was fully human and with all the needs and emotions that are common to us all. Yet he also was also fully God, all-wise and all-powerful. I was looking at our children's play at church on Sunday, and they were acting out all these roles.
Okay.
And Mary's husband, he said, and this is a little boy, and it was funny, he said, "Baby, what happened? You done got pregnant and we ain't got married yet. How you do that?" Oh, man, how am I going to explain that to my homies? Mm-hmm. So they did an up-to-date, right?
Uh-huh.
And so she said, "I didn't do nothing. I wasn't with nobody. Mm-hmm. I don't know how this happened. Mm-hmm. The Lord has something to do with this. This is Jesus. This is God's baby." Mm-hmm. He said, "Oh, come on, I ain't trying to hear that. We got to get out of town." And so he took her and went to the hotel, and the innkeeper was like, "This is how it went down, like this, you know.
Oh,
I didn't have no room, and this is how I got famous with this one line, y'all. Ain't no room at the end, right? There's no room at the end." But it was nice to see the kids perform all those roles and help make sense for the young people to understand what Christmas is really all about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so thankful, Mary Harris, for the fact that you live the life of a woman of Christ. And you're always out to empower others with your song. I watched you sing yesterday, and you gave a lot of energy and power to that. And so what do you credit that to? What do you give that credit to?
Wow, the way I was raised, you know, raised by a beautiful, loving mother and father, and raised in the Black Baptist Church at the time, and the community that loved me, a family that loved me, and I was able to express my creativity, and then just grew up knowing how to love. I knew up growing that God loved me, and I grew up knowing how to love, and that was nurtured in me. I didn't think much about it at the time, but now in retrospect, I can look back at it and see. Matter of fact, my mom died in 72, my dad died in 77. That's a long, long time ago. But they instilled the good stuff in me early on, and I was able to carry on and shine brightly now. You shine.
You are shining brightly. And what encouraging words, Mary Harris, would you give to our families, our mothers, our grandmothers out there that are really struggling, that are really having a hard time? So many people are waiting for New Year's so they can get drunk because they want to get past Christmas. They want to get past the gift part. Some people are even setting their trips so on Christmas Day they're nowhere near their people. Their Christmas gift is to get the hell out of town. What words of advice do you give to people?
The first thing that comes to mind, even as you formulated the question, was if we got to be still. You got to be still and listen to your heart. Because I think the mind gets caught up in mind. The mind thinks we need to get away. And there's so many messages telling us this time of year how we should be happy. Everybody's not happy. But the marketing, all the marketing is telling you should be happy. You should be doing this. You should be doing that. You should be buying this, buying that. You should be drinking this, drinking that. You should be at this party because it's the place to be. You got to know that the place to be, first of all, is in your mind, body, and spirit. You got to be checked in with yourself. And then you got to decide. You got to check in with whatever is your spiritual calling. It could be God, it could be nature, whatever it is that grounds you. You got to tap into that. I think we owe it to ourselves to tap into that, and then from there see what the next action to take is. Maybe the action is, you know what, I'm not getting along with my mom, but you know I could go home and be with her because that's my mom. That's the woman who gave me birth, and maybe there's something for us to straighten out. Maybe there's something for us to talk through. Maybe her just seeing me would make a difference. But it's hard. We don't always hear those kind of messages from our inner, self because we're running around, because we're being so busy. So, again, to recap what I'm saying, I think the bottom line is to be still. That's the place to start. Then you can hear spirit talking to you. You can hear from you with your inner ear, not the outer ear. You can hear with your heart, not with your mind. That's one.
So, Chris, thank you. You listen to Mary Harris. She's a world-renowned. She's sung on cruise ships, battleships, regular ships, even a few boats. So she's a fantastic A. And in the entertainment business, they call you Class A and Class B and C. She's Class A all the way around. Christmas is not about Savior's infancy. It's about his deity. The humble birth of Jesus Christ was never intended to conceal the reality that God was born into the world. But the world, the modern world version of Christmas, does just that. And consequently, for the greater part of humanity, Christmas has no legitimate meaning at all. And I want to say personally that as you celebrate this Christmas season in the warmth of family and home, may you be drawn to the Savior, he who left the beauty of heaven on our behalf and became like us, that we might become like him. And if you know Jesus as your Savior, then this season already has a special meaning. If you do not know, we encourage you to find a Bible-believing church in your community and discover a relationship this Christmas with the God who loves you more than you can begin to imagine. And before long, you also will be having a wonderful Christmas and a blessed New Year. Any final thoughts, Sarita, before we go to our special guest, Mary Harris?
Final thoughts.
Any words of encouragement or anything you'd like to give up?
Words of encouragement. I'd like to say, you know, I'd like to say right now I'm trying to avoid the people buying me gifts because when they buy me gifts, they want a gift back. So how do you do that? I'm trying to avoid them, not answer phone calls, you know, because I don't want to buy a gift back. So I'm trying to keep them from buying me a gift. Isn't that a nice thing to do?
No, what you're doing is avoiding, and I think you should just be fair. But Sarita has a problem with telling people how she really feels, and I just think you should tell people, I don't have the money to buy anything. If you want to give me a gift, fine. I really don't celebrate Christmas. Just be honest, because people do love honesty.
Okay.
And avoiding is just a way of, it's not good to avoid people, so I don't think you should do that.
Okay.
Just be honest with them. Say, you want to bring me a gift, fine. I'm not really buying gifts because we're trying to move and we're trying to do stuff.
Okay.
I hope you understand. Is it okay? And that's okay to do that.
Okay.
Joanne? Final thoughts?
My final thoughts is, if you're depressed around this season, please be around your friends or someone you could talk to. I also say if you're not around your family members, call them up on the phone. Just tell them you love them. A lot of people around this time of season, they just need to hear it sometimes. Even if you're not in their face, if you can see them, give them a hug. But if you just can talk on the phone and just tell them that you love your family members, that works wonders. It really does, especially around this time of season.
Mary Harris, our special guest on Blog Talk Radio across the country. And before we go to Mary Harris, I just want to say big ups to some people. A special thank you to everybody that's going to be coming to the support group tonight at 3023 4th Avenue South. We're going to have a great time. Healthy Relationship Group, our parenting group, and we got food and daycare for everybody absolutely free. Did I say
the
free?
The best daycare in the world.
Yes, that's right. Yours truly. She'll be there watching your babies, you know, and she loves to change Pampers, so bring them wet. Bring them wet and ready to go. That's how she likes them. And, you know, I want to say special thank you to all the kids and all the listeners out in Florida, Iowa, New York, Pittsburgh, Nebraska, Omaha, Texas, and Vegas. Thank you, everybody, for being a part of the Mad Dads Movement. Mary Harris, is some final thoughts you'd like to have for us?
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. That's it. That's what I say. Have a Merry Christmas the best you can, the way you can. If you're with a bunch of people, if you're by yourself, sometimes I'm alone on holidays, and that's fine with me because I got the love in my heart. But just have the best ding-dang Christmas you can and know that you're loved by somebody. And I love you. Thank you so much for inviting me to be here today.
Well,
love you.
You
do the same, Mary. Love you.
Thank you, Amanda.
Before you go, Mary, give us about three things that you're going to do different in 2015.
I'm gonna keep my attention on my dream. So I tend to think it's easy to not stay focused. I have a lot of talent and a lot of different interests. I'm going to stay focused on my dream. I'm going to allow people to support me, like really build teams around my different dreams. And the third thing is make sure that I support other people in having their dreams fulfilled, because that is such a fabulous thing to do. So fabulous.
That's Mary Harris. Listen to Mary Harris, world-renowned. Cruise ships, battleships, she does them all. Give them a call. Give them your number in case they want to call you.
I sure will. It's 612-978-2286. It's Mary, spelled M-A-R-I, Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, MaryHarris.com, 612-978-2286. Thank you so much for allowing me to share my stuff like that.
No problem. Joanne, give us three things that you're going to change in 2015.
Be more patient with people this year. I want to go to church on a regular. And I want to do more volunteering.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sarita?
I'm going to try to be nicer. I'm going to try to, that's a lot. I'm going to try to be more honest.
Just three things.
I'm going to try to be more honest. And
that'd be good.
Harder.
Oh, that'd be great. If you did those three things, hallelujah, the earth and heaven and earth might break wide open. Let me give you three things that I'm going to do. I'm going to exercise more. I am going to pray more, and I'm going to write more because I'm going to be writing my book. It'll be coming out in June of 2015, and I'm going to celebrate my book launch and my birthday at the same time. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about being 60 years old. I'm excited about all the great things that are going to happen for me, and I'm also excited about Blog Talk Radio and all our fabulous listeners. Everybody that listened that didn't say something, we see you on the line. We see you were listening. Thank you so very much. Thank you to our special guest, Mary Harris. Thank you. God bless you. And we'll talk to everybody. And remember, Mad Dad loves you. And what?
Ain't nothing you can do about it.
M-A-D-E-A-D-S. Men against destruction because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south to the east to the west. Mad Dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. So